Urbu vasva tatsavitu vareniyam Bargo devasya dimahi Yuyona prachodaya Tatsavitvareniyam Bargo devasya dimahi Diyoyona prachodaya Om Bhurbhu Vasvaha Tatsavitvareniyam Bargo devasya dimahi Diyoyona prachodaya Om Bhurbhu Vasvaha Tatsavitvareniyam Bargo devasya dimahi Diyoyona prachodaya Om Bhurbhu Vasvaha Savitvareniyam Bargo devasya dimahi Diyoyona prachodaya
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Sunday evening is all about winding down and preparing you for the week ahead. And we do that by offering you a meditation here on the radio. It's different, I think, as far as I'm aware, we're the only people doing it. It's original and it's working. Andy Spragg from the Sanger House. The response has been great for this, hasn't it?
It has. Hi, Darren. Yes, absolutely. We're getting listeners, obviously, in Taunton, but also outside of Taunton, we've got one listener over in Calgary, one in Italy. So, yeah, I think it's helping people, actually. Yeah. I do know one organisation, small organisation in Taunton. The whole workforce are tuning in. They've been advised to by their managers.
Oh, brilliant. Excellent.
Yeah.
And it's a good listen. And if it's one of those things where you feel like you need to refocus and just have a little bit of time on your own, even an hour, okay, this is the show to do it to. So basically, Andy will go into the meditation in just a moment. However, we're on step three of an eight-stepped process at the moment, Andy.
That's right. We're following what's called the Noble Eightfold Path. It's a cornerstone of Buddhist practice. And you can see it as a set of principles to guide our lives. And we've covered the first two, which are part of what's called the Wisdom Group. The right view sets our general direction. Right intent helps us choose the journey, you know, choose which steps to take on the path. We're now going into step three, which is called right effort. And it's a fascinating one, this one. And we all need to listen to this one because we have a crazy life these days. We're working harder and harder. The Buddha gave us a simple bit of advice, right effort. If we don't put some effort into our journey, we won't get there. It's as simple as that. But actually, if we press too hard, we end up stressed, anxious, and it all comes tumbling down. He gives us a bit of a gruesome visualization, actually. He said, the way we approach our effort in meditation and spiritual practice should be like holding a frog. So when you hold a frog, obviously, if you don't hold it quite tight enough, it'll squeeze out between your fingers. If you hold it too tight, you'll squish it. That's not going to be good. So right effort is what he advised, and we can look at this in all aspects of our lives. Yes, our job, our work is important, but actually if we're squeezing our job so hard, we lose direction in terms of our spiritual growth. That's not going to be good for our final right view. When we get to the end of our lives and look back, if we've dedicated ourselves just to our jobs and our work, actually, something's going to feel a little empty there. So right effort is the way to go.
So we're going to get ourselves into the zone, so to speak. For somebody listening for the first time, Andy, and we are getting new listeners every week with this show, what's your advice and what can anybody who is listening expect to hear?
So the meditation is going to last about 40 minutes. Do make sure you're not going to be disturbed during this time. So shut the door, turn your phone off, and get yourself into a nice, comfortable, seated posture. I do recommend silence, so turn your music off. Just sitting quietly, especially with the Noble Eightfold Path, it's a contemplative practice, so you don't want distractions. Have a piece of paper and a pen ready for the end of the meditation, just in case anything comes up that means something to you. And just settle down and listen, I'll lead you through it.
You may find it more endearing if you listen to this on headphones, but choice is entirely yours. But we're going to get you into the zone now by playing you some of the kind of music that we do play on this show. And Andy will start the meditation in a few moments here on Tone FM.
This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, and you're listening to the Meditation Show with Andy Spragg from the Sangha House. So a little bit earlier, Darren and I were introducing the concept and the thought for this evening's meditation. And we're looking at step three on the Eightfold Path, which is a right effort. It's an important one, this one. It really starts to look at how we can make progress with our meditation. What do we mean by progress? Well, actually, establishing essentially a deeper concentration, a more relaxed, content concentration, enabling ourselves to let go of everything that's occupying our mind and just focus on the meditation itself. There are factors that affect our meditation, and we're going to look at these during our session tonight. Now, one of them is just our general state of mind. So when we sit down to meditate, we may find the mind is sleepy. Often that happens. Meditation induces the kind of conditions that normally we associate with sleep, because often we have our eyes closed, it's nice and quiet, and the mind therefore associates that with sleep and starts to feel sleepy. We have to get past this, we have to work through this. Or the mind could be agitated and distracted. We may have a lot on our minds. We might have problems, worries, fears, all sorts of things. Life is like that. They're always going to be there. If we only meditate when the mind isn't in this state, we're going to be cutting down a lot of the opportunity to practice, because actually our mind is going to be in that state a lot of the time. That's why, after all, one of the reasons why we're meditating, to work through this. And then the other area that can affect our meditation is often called ill will in Buddhist practice. And that can occur for many different reasons. It can be detected at other people. It can be pointed at our personal circumstances. Or it could be pointed internally at aspects of ourselves. And this will definitely affect the quality of our meditation. So all these three areas we have to work on, and that last one particularly, there's a lot of judging and judgment there. So we tend to do that a lot, particularly here in the West. We're kind of brought up to judge ourselves and to always strive to be better, if you like. Actually, meditation asks us to kind of let go of that view, to let go of this desire to beat ourselves up and to look on ourselves as if we're not good enough. It requires us to establish a sense of gentle friendship towards ourselves. So we're going to do a little bit of this evening in this meditation to help us. But there's one underlying thing that we are going to need, and that is effort. It is true that if we don't actually put the effort in, well, nothing will happen. Anything worth doing in life is worth putting effort in. And there is a converse to this, of course, in that if we push too hard, we get stressed, and again, we're not going to make progress. Our mind is going to be tense. That judging will probably arise. So we have to find the middle ground here. And we call it right effort in this practice. It is having that gentle tenacity to sit down and practice. But we do it with a sense of friendship towards ourselves, a sense of gentleness. That's the way we approach the meditation. So we're going to use our meditation on the breath again. We'll go through the body scan to bring ourselves into the present moment. Then we'll bring the mind to the breath. Now here, What I want you to do is just take a moment at that point in time in the meditation to just assess your own mind state. Have a look at yourself, see how you're feeling. Are you feeling sleepy or are you feeling agitated? And what you can do here is pick a word that actually describes your state of mind. Just a single word, not a phrase. And then pick a word that is the complete opposite of your state of mind. This will help to establish a sense of balance in the mind. And we're going to use that with the breath. So that's your chosen word. Now, if that word is looking to induce a fresher state of mind because you're feeling a bit sleepy, you might have picked a word that is awake or fresh. And you're going to use that word on the in-breath to help wake the mind up. So if your word is awake, as you gently breathe, on each in-breath, you hear the word awake gently echo in the mind. And that will help to balance the mind. If, however, you found your mind was very agitated and you want to bring a sense of stillness into the mind, then your word that you'll be using is something like calm or relax or still. And these types of words that calm the mind we use on the out-breath. So you're breathing in and out on each out-breath. Calm. Just to bring a sense of that word into the mind. So I hope you see where this is going. We're using these words to balance the mind. We're then going to actually bring just a short period of meditation on self. And what I want you to do here is just bring your attention to the heart area. You're going to focus on your heart and just try and establish a sense of gentle warmth and friendship towards yourself and your heart. Some people find this really difficult because that feeling of guilt in the West is strong. We're brought up to feel guilty all the time. If you do find it difficult and strong emotions arise, try to just remember that the one amazing thing about us humans is literally our infinite capacity for love and generosity. You have that inside of you. That is remarkable. You can choose from this point forward to be infinitely loving and compassionate. It's a remarkable thing to be a human being. So you can let that settle inside of you. You can also look at the general complexity of you, the general fragility, impermanence, all the things we love in life. Have this fragility and impermanence in them. A rose, a rainbow, beautiful view. They're all fragile, they're all impermanent, and that's what makes them beautiful. You're the same. You have that. So we spend a little bit of time just taking our minds inwards and contemplating self with the sense of friendship. Then we're going to bring our concentration to the fore. Return to the breath at the very tip of the nose where the breath enters and leaves and cultivate right effort, sitting with a concentrated mind. So, relaxing, getting yourself nice and comfortable. Turn the phones off, shut the doors and get into a nice comfortable posture. Just gently close your eyes. Have your eyes slightly downcast. Take a moment to tune into the space around you. This is your time, your opportunity for practice, just for you. feeling that sense of space in this moment for you to practice. And we'll start with the body scan, starting down in the feet. So take your awareness down into your feet. And we feel all of the sensations there. Gentle contact with the ground, temperature perhaps. But certainly little tingles of energy, both inside the foot and on the surface. Tuning into that, that's life, that's your life. Feel it. Let me take the awareness across the soles of the feet. Up over the heel. And then gently travelling up through the shins and the calf muscles. Any tension? Let it go. Relax. Soften. Here as we travel through the body, take an interest, take a fascination. All the thousands of remarkable sensations and experiences you feel as you travel through. And working up into the knees, offering a sense of gratitude and friendship to your knees. They carry you around a lot. Might experience some pain. Just offer it friendship. Release tension. And we work gently along the thighs and the hamstrings. You can feel the contact of clothing here. Up into the sitting bones. That are settling gently into the seat. Nice and safe. Supported by the seat. Supported by the earth. Nothing else to do right now except practice your meditation. Just let the head float up a little and feel that gentle stretching in the spine. Not tense, just a gentle sense of strength coming into the posture. And bringing with it a sense of freshness in the mind. We're going to take a look at our emotions. So take your awareness into your stomach and your heart space. Just check in with yourself, see how you feel. we're not looking at the reasons for the emotions here. Just focus on the raw emotion itself. How do you feel? Come up into your shoulders and let go of tension. Let it melt. And the awareness flows down the arms, over the elbows, into the forearms, and then into the hands and the fingers. You might like to contemplate here. These hands are the expression of your mind. They've offered lots of love and lots of generosity in your life. And moving forward, you can choose to offer that love and generosity to an infinite capacity, if you so wish. That's remarkable. Literally infinite. We travel up to the head. Just take a moment to explore the scalp. Have to tune in a little more. Feeling the sensations there. Soften and relax the face. Bring a sense of gentle compassion behind the eyes, as if you're gazing out with compassion. And you feel the face soften when you do this. Gentle smile on the lips softens the mind. Bring all of these thousands of sensations together in your awareness, along with your emotions. Feel yourself, this complexity, this gentle vulnerability, this impermanence. Wonderful, complex. Sitting in this space. Take a moment. See how you feel, your state of mind. Just sit with it for a moment. And see if you can describe it with one word.
Now, with that word in mind, pick a word that is the complete opposite. Describes the other state of mind that will help to balance you out. What would that word be? We're going to use that word now for a short time with our meditation. We're going to use the breath and combine it with the breath. So first of all, find your breath wherever it's most obvious. Where can you physically feel it? Is it down in the belly? Up in the chest? Maybe the back of the throat, or in the nose. Where is it? Tune in a little. Just pay attention to the in-breath and the out-breath. Now we're going to use our word, we're going to gently introduce it. So, if your word is an enlivening word, like awake or open, use that word as you gently breathe in. So each in-breath, hear that word echo in the mind. Let it work its magic. If, however, the word is a calming word, like still or soften, we use that word gently on the out-breath. So focusing on the breath, hear your word echo in your mind. Just the breath, let thoughts go. Gently focused on the breath. Let thoughts float away like clouds in the sky. Just the breath. using your chosen word to balance the mind on the in-breath or the out-breath. If the mind is sleepy, use your word on the in-breath to awaken the mind. Wake. Open. With each breath, introducing a gentle intent to freshen the mind. Keeping it focused on the breath. If the mind is agitated, leaping from thought to thought, use the breath and use your word to calm it, to bring a sense of stillness. Gently focused on the breath, letting those thoughts go. going to bring a sense of friendship towards ourselves. So just sitting gently, let go of the phrase you've been using, let go of the breath a little. Just retune into the space around you and feel yourself sitting in it. And just bring your contemplation and awareness into a sense of self. Just take a moment to see what arises. Try to stay away from thoughts. Just feel the feelings. Notice the emotions as you contemplate yourself. See the wonderful complexity there. Vulnerability. Just a lack of permanence. Everything is changing all the time. Just contemplate your personal infinite ability and capability to offer out companionship, friendship, love, generosity. You can do that. We all can. And we can offer it to ourselves. So as you gently feel yourself breathing, breathe into that heart space. And feel a gentle warm smile materialize in the heart space. Soft, warm smile offered towards yourself. Notice any desire for self-judgment which arises. Just notice that and let it go. Return to that soft, warm smile. Feeling gentle respect and friendship. That gentle attitude of friendship towards yourself, we're going to bring our awareness back to the breath. We focus on the tip of the nose where the breath gently enters and leaves. Just sit with it there, gently breathing. Let go of thoughts, just the breath. Thank you. gentle effort and a sense of friendship. We focus our awareness on the breath. Nothing else matters right now. Gently bring your awareness back into the room. Just sit for a short while and just let the effects of your meditation soak in. Take a moment to look at the state of your mind now. How do you feel? Is it any different? Would you use the same word to describe it? It's always good at the end of meditation just to check in with yourself. And we can offer ourselves a sense of intent to take our practice into the week. This meditation can bring in a sense of calm, gentle focus into your lives. So it is worth the practice. So gentle intent, perhaps just to spend 10 minutes a day with the breath awareness, whenever you can. This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. You've been listening to The Meditation Show with Andy Sprague from the Sangha House. I'll be back next week, but in the meantime, have a great week. Bye for now.